I love bumpers. I do. So I think I'm going to close out with my Pride 48 mix. My Pride 48. Nope. My Pride Dent. My Pride. God damn it. Big Fatty is going to play this on his show and put on that Clara damn sound effect.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty is going to play Clara on his show and...
Well, hello everyone, it is the Frat One, and this is episode 3295 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of September, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and Big Fatty catch up on more voice letters, yes. Hello, Camisolas. Hi. Yes, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Camisolas today. Y'all, gotta tell you, it is just lovely here in Fat Acres. And on Monday night, it was going down to like 55 degrees. and so, y'all, I opened both windows in the love chamber. Y'all, it got so nice and cool in there that, y'all, I had to turn... Oh, well, let me back up a second. When I took my share on Monday, I got out. And sometimes I like to just kind of lay down in the love chamber for just... Y'all, I turned on the electric camisole. You know, that's the electric mattress pad. Oh, Steve the Tater. He has one of those, and so, as does young Nicholas. And y'all, I turned it on just to two, and y'all, I laid there for a few minutes, and it was like, oh my God, this is so relaxing. I am going to, and y'all, I was out for that little nip-a-nap, and then I did it again Monday night, and y'all, it was between that and the cool air. Y'all, it was Big Fatty. I'd be afraid Whitman Tinker would come through the window. Well, even when they're closed, Whitman Tinker arrives. Big Fatty, and by arrive, do you mean like he touches himself to the point of a right? Big Fatty, that was vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 23rd of September. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person once, but it was during an extended visit to the Chicago's. And y'all, he was, I don't know if he was a listener. I can't remember if he was a listener before I came to visit, or if he was, if he got invited. I don't remember the circumstances, but I know he was a friend of the other... Oh, Omar! Oh, Big Fatty, yes! And y'all went to his home, and then we had the meet and greet at the place that had the antlers on the thing. It's not there anymore. It's where Miss Lauren was scarred for life. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Denny. Big Betty, we love Denny. It's true. And y'all, I got Denny confused with Warren, who was good friends with Stevie B, and when I wrote a little card to Warren, I put to Denny, and he just kind of looked at me like, who the fuck is Denny? Well, that's who Denny is. So anyway, but y'all, one of these days I'm going to make it back to the Chicago's. And Denny, I know, you know, Denny's been lurking for a while here lately, but I think he'll probably be listening today. So, y'all, and I don't know if Denny is on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, but anyway, y'all, if you see Denny on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. I see y'all, our census today is from the one and only Stevie B. Y'all, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. Big Fatty lives in Palm Springs, he does. He's a listener. He has been listening since the days of the LFC, y'all. Y'all, his favorite segment is the happy music and daily updates. what would he change? He says, updating the outro. The listener number isn't new anymore. Big Freddy, I think Daniel Bieber made him say that. Well, that's probably true. He has called the voice letter number. He's attended a Pride 48 event, but has never used a special chair. Well, Big Freddy, he never lived in Palm Springs either. Last time he sharded himself, it was this year. The incident started with vomiting. It wasn't pretty, Big Freddy. Rainbow and pool. Happy music is no better combination. Well, maybe other than vomiting and sharding. No, that's not a good combination. Anyway, y'all, after I talked to you on yesterday's little show, what did I do? I don't really remember. Did I have any supper? Did I have supper? I'm sure I did. I don't remember what it was. It may have been I don't know. I think I just had some cheese and crackers or something like that. and then y'all, let's see, Monday night. Oh, we recorded, but first, y'all, that was right after Love Island. And, y'all, it's just so trashy. So trashy. Y'all, old Cricket had admitted he loves the quiz programs, but he will never watch Love Island. But, y'all, it's just trashy. Trashy, trashy, trashy. And, y'all, they had to do, they were all strippers. Then they had to do lap dances and do sexy things and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, I stayed up and I watched that Stephen Colbert, and y'all, then I decided I was ready for bed, especially since it was going to be the electric camisole and the cool love chamber. And y'all, slept like a baby, didn't get up a single time. Yes, Big Freddy, only problem is that you needed to tee-tee. I didn't wet the bed, Big Freddy. Got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, the trash truck woke me up because the window was open. But y'all, that was about
I guess they came about 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I rolled back over because it was still nice and cool. And I got up a little bit before 10 o'clock. Yes, Big Fatty, it was lovely. And I had my brufkas. And y'all, then I got dressed and I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, that nipple walk was on the first day of fall, y'all, I took my tallywhacker, as Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, said, that Joe in Dallas sent me, and y'all, I counted the number of homes here in Fat Acres had the fall or gay crema decorations up. 38 is the initial count. So y'all, I think that's probably about 10% of Fat Acres right there. Big Fatty, why won't that reset? I don't know. It's not working quite right. So anyway, I'll have to see if I can fix it later. Big Fatty, well, quit playing with it now. Well, that sounded vulgar. y'all came back, got me a shirt, and sat on the veranda of the villa a little bit, and y'all did a different walk, so I only got about 6,000 steps, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go on out because it was very nice and outside and everything. And y'all, I went out on my second nipple walk about 1 p.m. No, I guess it was probably about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. About 2 p.m. And I did on my second nipple walk, and let me just see where I am. Y'all, I'm at 10,000 steps, so I have, here it is, as I'm recording this, 3:15 p.m. in the afternoon on Tuesday, and I've already gotten my 10,000 steps. Big Fatty. And y'all, after that, I sat out on the veranda again, and y'all, I ate some of those Blue Diamond Smokehouse almonds, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, if that doesn't put you to sleep, nothing will.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Aw, this message is for Joe Zubia. Hey, Bacon, I got your message on the... Well, I got the message in the email from the Fitbit, but I quit using my Fitbit a long time ago. But anyway, I just thought of it. I was going to respond to you. Maybe I did respond to you some other way. But anyway, just wanted to say, hey, hope everything is still going great. Bye.
Oh, dear. I got to say, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for calling the Joe Zubia answering service. Always lovely when people utilize that. And Miss Bacon, for those who don't know who Joe Zubia is, he also known as Smoking Hot Joe. Yes, Big Fatty, and I see Miss Bacon is calling again.
This is kind of an old story, but it's a true story. So there's the steakhouse, and people always talk about how great the steakhouse is, Bob's. But I've been to Chicago and to Minneapolis, two great steakhouses. So this place doesn't hold a candle to those places, but because this is South Dakota. Of course, you know what? Maybe it was good back in the day, but this was like post-COVID initial scare or whatever. So anyway, Derek and I go there, and it's like 100 miles from our house, if not more than that. Maybe 140, I can't remember. But anyway, it's Bob's Steakhouse on the Missouri River. And so anyway, we go there. And first of all, we get there, and it's like, hey, this is kind of a dive or whatever, you know? And so anyway, I'm driving down the street and it says, be still and listen. And there's a dude sitting in a chair with a sign and he's got a mask on and he's got a hat. I like that. That's all we need to do. Anyway, so we go there, whatever. And the server sets us at a table, but sets our menus down so that like we would be sitting elbow to elbow. And Derek goes, I don't even like going places with you, he said, because you don't look old enough to have a kid my size, and people just assume that we're dating. Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of funny.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, Miss, y'all, I want to say Bacon Bits just had a celebration of exiting the birth canal last Wednesday. And, y'all, they drove like forever to some sort of steakhouse. And I'm wondering if this is the same steakhouse that they went for Bacon Bits' birthday, because obviously they were not impressed by it, but evidently impressed enough to drive 140 additional miles to have a so-so steak. Big Fatty, oh, look, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon is called again.
Since I live a sheltered life and I hardly know what it's like to live in an actual, like, city, because I just live in a little town, I am curious as to how things go where y'all live. And when I go to the department stores, I prefer to park next to the Corral cart thing for two reasons. One, there's never any carts there because people are too lazy to walk them there. And two, because I insist on putting my cart away. And this way I don't have far to walk because I too am a little lazy. All right, well, that's just a shopping hint to make your life better. Okay, I'm just going to get a rug for my bunnies to have a soft place to lay on when I put them in my basement, and they're getting the whole entire basement except the two bedrooms and bathroom, so they're getting the whole living area space, but I'm going to put their poop scoop thing in the furnace room. Because I don't want it on my carpet. And also, they need to have a separate place where they sleep or whatever. So it'll be nice and soft for them. Because that's a concrete floor. So, goodbye. Woodhaven.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, you said that three times now. Well, I mean it every time I say it. And y'all, Miss Bacon is... first of all, I think that's an excellent suggestion about parking next to the cot corral. Yes, Big Fatty, the cot corral. That's what you should do is put your cot in the cot corral. But you said you were getting a carpet for the bunnies. Is the downstairs not carpeted? I'm just, because you said I don't want them to mess up my carpet. I was just a little confused over why they needed a carpet on top of a carpet so they wouldn't mess up the carpet. And nobody likes to sleep where they poop. Big Fatty, you're quite fine with it. You go to the love chamber every night. Thank you for calling. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading over to the Vons East, as I do every Wednesday. And the plan is to see Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. You know, their anniversarium was this past Sunday, so I had to find out if there was any kind of humpity-bumpity bee ready. Y'all, at the beginning... at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Steve the Tater from over there at the airplane show. You know, that's the 747 MAX of Pride 48. And Steve the Tater, what is your favorite part of the BFO?
Big Fatty is going to play Clara on his show.
Oh, Big Fatty, your Aunt Clara every day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.